Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee have voted overwhelmingly to join the United Auto Workers. About 73% of workers voted in favor, giving the UAW something it's tried and failed to do for decades, organize at an auto factory in the South. Steve Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports that the UAW hopes this is just the start for recruiting more workers in the region.
Pro-union workers gathered at a local union hall last night as results came in. From the very start of voting, they grabbed and held on to a wide lead. And when a majority vote in favor of joining the UAW was confirmed, supporters cheered. Assembly worker Annie Standifer says the vote for the union was not a vote against Volkswagen.
We love the company we work for, we love the product we make, and we want our workplace to be the number one workplace in the world.
Next up for the UAW, a Mercedes plant in Vance, Alabama. Workers at that plant will vote on unionizing next month. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Basaha in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
A man set himself on fire Friday afternoon in New York near the courthouse where jurors were being chosen for the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. NPR's Jasmine Garst has more.
New York City officials say at around 1:30 p.m., Maxwell Azzarello walked into the center of the park directly opposite from the Lower Manhattan courthouse and threw leaflets with anti-government conspiracy theories. He then doused himself with cleaning liquid and lit himself on fire. The park is open to the public, but because of the high-profile nature of the jury selection, there is heavy security in the area. Several civilians and police officers rushed to extinguish the flames. The New York Fire Department says Azzarello is 37 years old and originally from St. Augustine, Florida. They say, unbeknownst to his family, Azzarello arrived in New York earlier this week. He is in critical condition. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
A vote on a $95 billion national security aid bill that provides money to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies is expected to take place on Saturday in the House of Representatives. Some far-right members have fought the bill because they want money going to Ukraine to be tied to border security, but a number of Democrats voted with the Republicans yesterday to help the bill over a major procedural hurdle. Israel and Iran appear to be reducing tensions following an Israeli airstrike in Iran late Thursday night. The strike followed Iran's bombardment of Israel last weekend. Even the Iran-backed group Hezbollah is now calling for calm this weekend. ABC News spoke Friday with a Hezbollah member of Lebanon's parliament. Ibrahim Moussaoui says it's important to reduce stresses in the region right now.
All the engaged parties, they are not in favor of any comprehensive or a regional war. We all know that.
You're listening to NPR News. Contemporary Christian singer Mandisa, who won a Grammy for her 2013 album Overcomer, has died. She was found dead in her Nashville home on Thursday. The cause of her death is under investigation. Mandisa was a top 10 contestant on American Idol's 2006 season. She had released six albums, with her most recent release coming out in 2017. In a memoir, she had written about her struggles with mental health issues. Bitcoin has just experienced a big event called the halving. Some investors believe it could lead to a big rally in the digital currency over the next year. NPR's Rafael Nahmer explains what this is and why it matters.
Just about every 4 years, Bitcoin experiences something called the halving. Put very simply, it means the supply of new Bitcoin gets cut in half, hence the name. What truly happens is more complicated than that, but the main thing to know is that some investors believe it will lead to a big rally in Bitcoin. That's because this is happening at a time when demand for Bitcoin is getting bigger. It's not just regular people, it's also Wall Street firms now buying Bitcoin. Less supply and increased demand often leads to higher prices. It's basic economics. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Colin Morikawa is in a four-way tie at the Heritage Golf Tournament underway in South Carolina this weekend. After shooting a 65 on Friday, he shares the lead with Tom Hoge, Sepp Straka, and JT Poston. Scottie Scheffler won last week's Masters Tournament, and he sits three strokes off the lead after posting a 65 during play. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.